what happened is the local Fine Gael organisation in Gidor asked me would I be willing to put my name forward for the party. I said I would. But the head office have decided now that they are only going to have two candidates contesting the election. The two candidates are already chosen. And so therefore, having taken some advice from my own supporters and friends and family, and especially because of the gap that is left in the local election ticket in this area, and because I have held a council seat for 15 years and been a member of Udras na Gaeltachta for 25 years, I have decided to run this time as an independent. And I'm grateful to everybody who showed their support and who showed by asking me to stand for Fine Gael, who showed that they still respected my views in politics.
Do you feel that you've been shafted by Fine Gael somewhat?
No, I don't feel that at all. No. This is politics, Barry. And everything happens in politics. And whether you like it or not, you have to take it on the chin. So I don't. I'm quite happy to work hard and to put up a good campaign and to maximize my vote, which I had a very good big vote the last time, to ensure that the people of my area will have a representation in the next council.
Are you disappointed that you're not getting to run for Fine Gael?
No, I'm not. Not at all. Disappointment in politics has never been my strong point. I knew the game that we were in, and disappointment comes as part of that game, so I'm not disappointed at all. I accept the decision made by the headquarters, and I just cannot stand still, so I'm going ahead to contest the election as a good independent candidate. And I have shown down through the years that I am independent minded and able to support an organization myself.